Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Penny. Hour. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, our unbelievable crew, whoever the hell you are. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up 20 minutes from now, friend of the show, Danny Parkins, first things first on Fox Sports 1, will stop by. We'll talk to Danny about his Chicago Bears. Lost to Green Bay over the weekend, heading into Sunday's game. I didn't do Bears-Browns, by the way, right? I missed it. I skipped over into my notes. Oh, I'm going to do that here. I totally missed a game in the preview of Week 15 when we did the It Moved version of the version of It Moved earlier in the show. I'm actually going to do that right now. I have a strong take on that game on the Bears and the Browns. So Chicago is a 7.5-point favorite. I missed a couple games here in my notes. I didn't do the Chiefs and the Chargers either. Guys, are we are people on the show paying attention here? I'm on the high wire. I'm falling to my death here. I just need to see this here just for my own edification in my notes. I guess I screwed this up. That's my bad. A couple games that we still need to hit here. I'll do these very quickly, and then we'll get to some basketball. So Chicago's 7.5. I'll be really quick. Chicago's 7.5 against the Browns. Total of the game is 39. This is going to be minus 10 degree wind chill in this game on Sunday. It's going to be insanely cold in Chicago. If you go to this game, I'm going to salute you here. Salute you on going to this game. Our friend Sam Paniadovich tweeted from his Twitter account at SB Shoot. Anyone going to go to this game, if you got free tickets? I'll take it a step further. Not only would I not go, let's say I don't live in Chicago, but Giants game. Not just free tickets. If you gave me $1,000 to go sit outside in minus 10 degree weather to watch a bad foot, and the Bears are good, to watch that game, I would say no. I don't even know if I do it for $5,000. I hate sitting out in the cold. I've done it for some Giants games. I never want to do it again. That's a no for me, dog, big time. And as far as betting the game goes, think about how the Bears like to play. They want to run the ball down your throat, right? Cleveland's defense is pretty good. Does that strike you as a team you want to bet laying more than a touchdown? Not me. Browns were a pass for me in that game. and Chiefs Chargers. Actually, I will save my thought on that game, and I will get to it when we talk about the NBA coming up in a moment here. As weird as that sounds, I promise that I will make that make sense and save my thought on the Chiefs and the Chargers for a couple minutes from now. And now we've hit on every single game in Week 15. So Danny Parkins coming up in 20 minutes. Best bets for tonight will close the show 40 minutes from now. Big stories of the day today. Philip Rivers gave his press conference in Indianapolis today. Shane Steichen saying that Rivers could start on Sunday regardless of Riley Leonard's health. Riley Leonard full practice today on Wednesday for Indianapolis. My guess is, and Odyssey Sports Insider, NFL Insider Brian Baldinger joined us last hour. Baldy said the same thing I did. He thinks Rivers is going to start on Sunday. So do I. Not a guarantee. I would say 51% Rivers starts on Sunday. So slight lean for me towards Rivers starting. Baldy thinks if Rivers starts, the Seahawks will blow them out. I think if the number is like 14.5, I'd actually consider betting Indianapolis in the game. The context that I keep giving, Max Brosmer and the Vikings closed 13 on the road at Seattle a couple weeks ago. Now it's Rivers and the Colts, and it's impossible to price this because we've never seen it before, and the number is going to be 14.5 or more. It'd be a small bet for me on Indianapolis, mostly because I want to root for Rivers. And if they cover, I want my souvenir t-shirt. Like, I survived the Tower of Terror at Disney World. I survived laying Philip Rivers in his first game back, being retired for 5 years on the road in Seattle against Mike McDonald and the Seahawks. And just to throw this out there, Rivers last started a game in January 2021. I looked this up. Does anyone want to guess what the number one song in America was January 2021? Anyone want to hazard a guess? The answer, just because I don't know if anyone else, Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo, which I actually believe is one of like the great pop songs of like this decade. It's actually, she's got some really good songs. Now, maybe you're someone that's turned off politically by her. She's very outspoken politically. And if that's the case, perhaps you also have a strong opinion on what happened January 6th of that year. We can leave all of that alone as we continue talking sports on the show. I just found that funny. But Driver's License is a terrific song, regardless of how you feel about her and her politics. A great, great song. And the number one movie in the country in 2021 was The Marksman with Liam Neeson. I've actually never heard of it. And it was number one. I don't know, man. I was probably smoking a lot of weed at the time. I don't know what to tell you. So Philip Rivers may start on Sunday for the Indianapolis Colts. The other big story in sports, the University of Michigan firing head coach Sharon Moore with cause for engaging in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. I think it's actually starting to come out now that up and look like we don't want to speculate in the moment because who knows, but he's obviously like he's hooking up with a female staff member is what's happening, right? Like, I think that's pretty much come out now. So they fire him with cause. Biff Poggi will be the interim coach. He was the interim coach for a couple games this season when Sharon Moore was suspended for Connor Stallions and that old chestnut a couple years ago when Michigan cheated en route to a national championship. I'm not criticizing them. I would have done the same thing if I were them. So Sharon Moore fired. We're way late in the game here, obviously, for Michigan, who maybe Wink Martindale will be named the coach. Maybe Poggi's just going to coach them in the bowl game coming up against Texas. We'll see. But Michigan obviously up against it a little bit. And will Michigan be able to retain the services of stud sophomore quarterback, next year going to be sophomore, Bryce Underwood, who could be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft in a couple of years? So that, I think, is the biggest thing to happen with Michigan. Is Bryce Underwood going to stay? Because you know around the country right now, schools with big NIL budgets are going to be coming for Bryce Underwood because he's got that type of upside. Bill has been putting like all the scuttlebutt and the salacious rumors from this Sharon Moore stuff in the chat. Like, Bill, I can't say any of this stuff on the, it's all like, it's nothing that, and no one's ever heard before, but like, I can't say any of this stuff on the air. Just like what the rumors are about the situation. It's nothing terrible. It's exactly what you expect, but like, I can't say any of it on the air. So we'll move on here. You bet on this Wednesday. All right. Couple basketball topics for us to hit. We'll start with last night in the NBA Cup. As the Orlando Magic go down 18-2 to begin the game, Femi bet Orlando in the game. Femi says on the air, oh man, I kind of regret this bet. And I said to him, it's early. And we were both right because Femi agreed with me. Because the Magic come back to win 117-108. Desmond Bane, 37 points, which just in a really fun, like numerological, that's a word thing. That's Desmond Bane's third 37 point game, not 37 or more, exactly 37 point game since November 28th. It's December 10th. And Orlando gets this done last night and beats Miami, despite obviously first game without Franz Wagner. And Orlando has had a tough go of it injury-wise here, right? Like, Paolo gets hurt. Paolo comes back. Now Franz Wagner's hurt. Jalen Suggs has been in and out of the lineup. They can't get everybody healthy. And I think, you know, when everyone's healthy, people are going to really like the Orlando Magic. I think the upside of this team is pretty high. My takeaway from this game with Orlando against Miami last night is kind of like Orlando is kind of a little bit Heat-esque in the way that they don't let things like get to them, right? Like another injury to a star player, they keep on chugging. This is like, it's not like Heat culture. I don't want to call it that. But Orlando's kind of got a little bit of that toughness about them now, right? And you got to give Jamal Mosley a lot of credit for instilling that in them. So I give the Magic a ton of credit for winning that game last night, advancing to the semis in Vegas this Saturday, where they will play my New York Knicks, who destroy, ransack. It's a good word, right? Ransack the Toronto Raptors last night on the road, 117-101. We told you yesterday on the show, Matt Moore bet it. He was our guest yesterday from the Action Network. Femi bet it. I bet it. Loved it last night. The Raptors are not the same without RJ Barrett in the lineup. As crazy as you think that might sound, the numbers bear it out. It's the truth. Jalen Brunson, 35 points, absolute monster. OG Anunoby on the defensive end is a menace last night in the game. The Knicks are now 17-7, right? And I'm going to say something now, and then I'm going to kind of not disagree with my own thought, but I'm going to try and make this make sense to everybody. So the Knicks right now are -4 against Orlando this weekend in the semis. It's a neutral court game, obviously, right? The Knicks just played the Magic over the weekend. They beat them 106-100. That's the game where Franz got hurt and Desmond Bane spiked the basketball on OG Anunoby early in the game. Like, he was Rob Gronkowski catching a touchdown and spiking the football. And good for OG Anunoby not like swinging it. It was ridiculous from Desmond Bane to do that. And I'm not just saying that as a Knicks fan. Like, watch it. It was like there was no need for it. Magic kept the game close, though. I think I'd actually take the points with Orlando. And I think the number's going to go up. I do think that. I actually don't even know if I believe this. I'm thinking about it in the moment right now, right? Because last night was the first game without Franz. This will now be the second game without Franz. Maybe this is just the Knicks beat him. I was considering betting Orlando in the game. I don't know if I'm going to do that. I'm thinking about it now in the moment. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I do think the Knicks will win and advance to the NBA Cup Final, where they will probably get annihilated by the Oklahoma City Thunder, which is what I think is going to happen in the NBA Finals. I do think the Knicks will make the NBA Finals. And the big sports take, and there is a betting application of this also, which is to bet the Knicks to win the East. There's actually no excuse for the Knicks not to win the Eastern Conference this season. None. As long as the starting lineup's healthy, same thing we said about them last year and for a couple of years now. If they're healthy entering the postseason, they are the team in the East with the highest upside. And I'm not just saying that as a Knicks fan. Like, it is the truth. It is. The Cavs are scuffling, 14-11. They've kind of devolved into Donovan Mitchell and the Mitchets. That's kind of what they are. The Celtics are playing way over their skis right now. I don't take the Celtics seriously as far as like winning the East. Pistons feel like they're a year early. The Raptors feel like they're a year early. Maybe the Magic can get it together. The Hawks are going to have to figure it out with Trae Young back. The Knicks are actually the best team. They actually are. I think they're going to the finals. I do. I think they'll lose to Oklahoma City, but I do think they'll get there. And I'm telling you, Rex, I'm thinking about this in the moment. I actually, as crazy as this sounds, like I was ready to be like, hey, I kind of want to bet Orlando. And then, like, well, second game with Franz being out, maybe the Knicks are just going to blow them out. So, you know, I like my Knicks. I promised earlier in the segment that I was going to talk about the Chiefs-Chargers game when we discussed the NBA, and probably made no sense to people. I'm going to make it make sense right now. And this will kind of give away my opinions on the games coming up tonight in the Western Conference and the NBA Cup. as the Lakers host the Spurs, and unfortunately Victor Wembanyama is not playing, which sucks because this game would have been so much fun with Wemby playing, with like a berth in Vegas on the line, right? A trip to Vegas in the semifinals. Lakers out to 7.5, 241.5, and the Thunder a 2-touchdown favorite against the Phoenix Suns. And I'm just going to do a refresh of our friends over at Basketball Monster, who do a great job of updating the injuries. Devin Booker ruled out for the game tonight, so Devin Booker will not play. I don't know what's going on with like my odds board here, but I've been having difficulty with it all day, where like I can't get all the sports on the screen at the same time, and it's really frustrating me. Okay, here we go. Thunder 15.5, Lakers 7.5 are the numbers. I think the Thunder are probably going to cover. I think the Lakers are probably going to cover. But the Spurs now have Fox and Stephon Castle and Dylan Harper all back. Maybe the Spurs can keep it close. So here's what I want to do. Even if the Spurs keep it close, like the NBA knows where its bread is buttered, right? The NBA is going to want Lakers Thunder on Saturday. And why wouldn't they? No college football, no. It's a huge showcase for the NBA on Saturday, for the NBA Cup semis. You've got the Knicks in one game, even if the Magic aren't like a huge draw, no disrespect to them. You got the Knicks in one game, and then you have Lakers Thunder in the other. Like, that's awesome. So even if this game's close, you're going to see like Luka shoot 500 free throws tonight. I think the Lakers are going to win. And maybe the Suns can cover. They've been very plucky this year. Matt Moore talked about that yesterday on the show. But I think the Thunder will win. And by the way, improved to 24-1, and they're going to win 74 games this year, which I've been telling you since the start of the season, they're going to win 70. Now, a Lakers-Thunder moneyline parlay, you're still laying like minus 200 for that. But if you add the Kansas City Chiefs just to win on Sunday against the Chargers, Chiefs moneyline Sunday, Lakers and Thunder moneyline tonight, about plus 120 at BetMGM. Pay me, bitches. Coming up next, Danny Parkins joins for First Things First on Fox Sports 1. College basketball and bets will close the show.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we'll get into last night's college basketball slate 20 minutes from now, and why I think there are legitimately 10 teams that can win the national championship right now in college hoops. And I think this is shaping up to be the best college basketball season of my lifetime. It's been amazing already, and I think it's going to get even better. And I've got one team in mind that I think is going to emerge and cut down the nets and win the title. And I think it's going to piss people off when I tell them. That's coming up 20 minutes from now, along with all the bets for tonight in the world of sports. But joining us right now, friend of the show, former You Better You Bet co-host, my buddy, First Things First on Fox Sports 1, weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern, my buddy Danny Parkins, on Twitter, at his name, at Danny Parkins. My friend, before we talk sports, I'd like to pay you a compliment on your physical appearance. The haircut that you got recently that I saw in one of the social clips that you posted, like, you are handsome. Like, it has happened. Danny Parkins is handsome. You look, your haircut's fantastic. I'm not just saying that. I'm not saying it to butter you up. You know, I would say that to you in person also if we were talking off the air. Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Handsome is a stretch, but a good haircut, some nice lighting, a wardrobe department, and a makeup department. I can be okay with how I present publicly some of the time, as far as I'm willing to go. But I very much appreciate it. Thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Do you like look at yourself in the mirror, right? Because new hair, let me tell you, haircut confidence is great confidence. Do you like look at yourself in the mirror? And this is not to imply like you or I are Brad Pitt. That's like not the conversation. But you got a great haircut and you look at yourself and you're like, yeah, man. Yeah, I got it today.
I think I'm better looking than the comments seem to think that I look, is what I would say. So, I definitely feel like I have better days than others and good days. And after a good haircut, that's there. But, you know, I didn't play in the NFL. 6'1", 150 pounds with scoliosis. I know what I do and don't have working for me. So, you know, I got a good brain. Yeah, I got good takes. That's how good the takes are. You can look like me and be on national TV on a very popular show every single day. So that's how good the takes are.
That's a pretty good sell. I was doing Philly radio last Friday and it was on YouTube and I saw one of the comments was, I actually really enjoy it. I enjoy it, but that is a funny line. And someone was like, man, his arms are too small to have tattoos. I'm like, I mean, in all, really? Like my arms, it's like people they hate just to hate. Honestly, like tell me I suck, insult my family. Don't tell me I'm out of shape. Like that's actually, someone told me I had man boobs. Like, let me tell you something. These are pectorals, buddy. Anyway, get to Philip Rivers. Yeah, I got pecs. They're not man boobs. I used to have like a solid B cup though.
Hey man, I was, get in where you fit in.
Yeah, dude. Like I dated a girl. I always used to say to her, she didn't like it. I used to say my boobs are bigger than yours and we're no longer together. I was very impressed. Shocking. Yes, I know. Right. What a surprise when you put it that way. I was very impressed with your team in a losing effort. And I'm not just saying that. Like I said it on the show on Monday. At the end of the game, I was thinking like, man, like, yes, Green Bay won, but the Bears were in there until the very end. That kind of struck me as big brother versus little brother in a wrestling match. And for the first time, little brother almost beats big brother. Big brother wins, but big brother knows deep down, like, this is going to be a problem coming up very soon here. How did you take it, your favorite team losing the way they did at the end of the game to the hated Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, very similarly, and obviously, you know, that's a little bit of hope trafficking coming from me because, you know, like, I remember watching football in 1992, Brett Favre's first year in Green Bay, and the Bears are now 16-52, playoffs included, against the Packers. So it's been ugly.
Wow.
So like, oh, another loss to the Packers. Like, you know, I've seen it before. But I was pretty quickly thinking, okay, beat Shedeur Sanders at Soldier Field, and then you get him again Saturday night, primetime on Fox, where no matter what no matter what Green Bay does against Denver this weekend, first place in the division is on the line. Like, I thought the Bears got punched first in the first half, were kind of staggered. I thought they were very, very impressive in the second half, and Caleb was the best player on the field. His throw to Zacchaeus, his throw to Komet down the right sideline, some of his scrambles, the Loveland touchdown we learned after wasn't even the primary read, so that made that play more impressive. Like, I thought he was incredible in the second half until the interception, and that's a big, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play moment? He's got to throw it earlier, and he underthrew it, and he threw it late. So he missed on two accords. It's a terrible throw in a terrible spot, but I do think that they're very live when they play the Packers a week from Saturday.
I really, really tough to disagree with that. And I was like screaming at the TV. I also had a little bit of money on the Bears. I thought he could have run for the first down. Also had DJ Moore open, but really could have run for that first down. So disappointing end to the game. Now, What I'm about to say does not mean that I think the Bears are going to lose on Sunday to the Browns. Like, I don't. Like, I think the Bears are going to find a way to win the game. But just betting the game, and like, I know you'll give your picks at the end of the week on TV, but I'm curious if you think, Danny, that the Bears have the profile of a team right now, with the way they're running the ball, how successful they are running the ball, where they're a team that you'd be comfortable laying more than a touchdown with. Chicago currently a 7.5-point favorite. I might bet the Browns on Sunday, not because I think Cleveland can win, but because I don't know if Chicago is the kind of team I want to bet to win by double digits with the way the offense is playing right now in terms of running the football. You agree or disagree with that thought on betting Chicago this weekend in this game?
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think it's a stay away from me. The formula, though, for the Bears to blow out Cleveland is a pretty simple one. It's supposed to be one of the coldest games in Soldier Field history, right? So it's they're talking about 15, 20 degrees below zero on the wind chill on the lakefront. It's supposed to be absolutely miserable. The Bears are the best running team in football since their bye in week five. So that in theory, the conditions should play more to running the ball than passing the ball. If the Bears can run on Cleveland and get a lead, and then Shador has to throw the ball in those conditions against a team that leads the NFL in takeaways, I do think there's a path there for Shador to have a couple of interceptions and the Bears to blow them out. But all signs point to this being a pretty ugly, low-scoring game. And while the Bears best Cleveland in takeaways, everything else, Cleveland's defense is better than the Bears at, obviously. So I don't feel terribly comfortable laying a big number, but the game script that I just laid out is the only way the Bears blow them out.
You better you bet on this Wednesday. BetMGM Network. Danny Parkin's the guest. First things first on Fox Sports 1, weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Twitter at Danny Parkins. All right, so you mentioned the weather in the game coming up. I went to a Giants-Packers Sunday night game in 2012. That was, I want to say, like 12 degrees. And it was so miserable that I remember in that moment thinking, like, I may never go to a football game again, like, even in, like, Southern California. It was so miserable. Like, would you go to this game on Sunday? And I know, like, you're not going to go. You live in New York now. But, like, if given the opportunity, would you go to the game? And if not, what is the dollar amount that you would need to sit outside at a Bears game in minus 10 or minus 15 degree weather?
Dude, great minds think alike. I did my hit on the score today, and I brought up this exact question. I would not go to the game. You know, luxury box or press box, obviously different situation, but that's
outside,
like the least relatable comment ever.
Yeah, outside is
right.
The question.
Outside is the question.
With the unwashed masses, of course. Shout out to our audience. Yeah, I love you saying, yeah.
Exactly. I think it's $4,000 in cash. I think that's, and then like someone's like, well, really, if I give you $3,000, you went down. Like, maybe, I don't know. But, like, it was just I certainly wouldn't enjoy it and think I had made a good decision for any less than $4,000 in cash on the spot. What about you?
10?
10.
I don't think, unless you've done this before, and maybe you're one of these people, like, I don't know, like these, you see, like, these freaks, man. I don't know if it's, like, they're just wasted or the tolerance you have that, like, take their shirts off at these games. Do people have any idea how cold that is? Like, you are going to be miserable.
A person lost a finger at that Chiefs-Dolphins playoff
right,
game.
Right, the Peacock game, yeah.
A couple of years back. Like, I would be miserable. I would certainly not be shirtless. I would be wearing many, many layers. I would try to have some cocktails. I'd have hand warmers and hot chocolate and everything that I possibly could do. I was at Packers-Lions at Lambeau for the last game of the year, the game where for the Lions to go 0-16, and it was like 2. Like, you know what I mean? It was like 2 degrees within whatever on the windshield. It was miserable. That was the first time I remember like people being like, oh, well, you have to bring cardboard into the stadium. I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, we bring boxes, rip them up in the parking lot, carry in the cardboard so that you could have a layer between like your boots or your shoes and the concrete of the stadium because the stadium is too cold for your shoes to stand on or sit on for the entire game. I'm like, this is stupid. this is just a dumb experience. But I guess I remember it all these years later. But yeah, and I survived it. So I've gotten bougie enough where I think my answer is $4,000 in cash.
Yeah, well, this is like, dude, when I was making like $30,000 a year producing radio, I think I would want $10,000 to set. The cardboard thing is like, is this like, are you trying to survive a zombie apocalypse or like pay to go to a football? I don't understand. Anyway, okay. I'm going to give you a scenario, and I actually think it's a realistic one. So let's say Friday, because it wouldn't be tomorrow if it happens, probably, right? Friday, the Colts announced that Philip Rivers is starting on Sunday. Just like, what a sentence. What a world we find ourselves in. Philip Rivers is starting on Sunday on the road in Seattle. The betting market moves to, let's say, 14.5. It's 13.5 right now. Let's say the betting market moves out. Would you have any desire to bet the Indianapolis Colts and Philip Rivers? And how do you think the Phil Rivers 44-year-old experience is going to go?
Elder abuse. That's what I think. I would have a moral quandary of gambling on that game because it would feel like I was taking advantage of an elderly person. It is insane. It is reckless. I'd be like, oh, he's been working out with high school kids. Okay. And then I read the article on the full report and it was like, he had an impressive workout, but you know, he had to get his wind up. Yeah, you think? He's a grandfather. He's been playing with kids. He's a Hall of Fame semifinalist this year. He didn't take a snap of football in the NFL during the Biden administration. Like, it is just so preposterous. And they're not, it's not they're the one seed and they have no quarterback options. They're the 8 seed and they have Seattle left and they have Houston left, like two of the most fearsome defenses in the NFL. It's dangerous. I find it to be completely absurd. I would not bet the Colts plus 20.5, 21.5. I maybe start to think about it and I lose my moral issues with it because, you know, you got to take advantage of value. But no, man, it's tackle football. He doesn't get to play with flags. He's going to, in theory, at some point have to move. And people are like, oh, well, Tom Brady did it, or, you know, Vinny Testaverde did it at 40. Okay. They were continuously playing football until that age. They didn't sit around for 5 years and then come off the couch on a Monday to play on a Sunday against the top 3 defense in the NFL. It's ridiculous. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think they will play Brett Rypien if Riley Leonard can't go. I do not believe this is a real story, even though I saw the B-roll of him at practice.
Oh, I think it's 51% that he starts on Sunday. I actually think it's going to happen, and I may bet them. And if I do, and they cover, I want a shirt. Like if you go to Disney World and you ride, like I survived Space Mountain. Like I survived betting Philip Rivers and won money on the road in Seattle. I want my souvenir T-shirt. I hate teeing you up on something like this because we're running out of time. Because I'm sure you have a lot to say about it. We literally have like 45 seconds for this. Are the Kansas City Chiefs dead?
5 seconds. Yeah. Absolutely. Like, they can win out and miss. Like, they need to win out and get help. And we've seen nothing from them that suggests they are going to win out. And I just, the Chargers, Herbert's plan, you know, listen, he didn't have a great statistical game, but that was a gutty as hell performance against Philly. I think the Chargers are live in this spot on Sunday as a 4.5-point dog against Kansas City. I have no reason to believe that the Chiefs are about to make this run. None whatsoever.
Yeah. It's pretty, I'm going to lose some money here on this. It's pretty sad. It's no fun, but yeah. what can you say?
They keep losing.
I've lost money. Oh yeah, absolutely. I did money line just in case you're interested. You think they're going to lose on Sunday? Cause I have a money line parlay for you.
Oh, let me hear it. Yeah.
Okay, so NBA Cup games tonight. Lakers against the Spurs, no Wemby. Thunder, a huge favorite against the Suns. Moneyline parlay, Lakers, Thunder, Chiefs, just to win, not to cover, plus 120. That tickle your fancy?
No. I don't. I mean, I respect betting on the NBA Cup, obviously. But no, I don't. What gives you faith in the Chiefs on Sunday?
You know, it's just this point, all you can say is stupidity. Danny, you're the best. We'll catch up with you next week on the show. First things first, Fox Sports 1 weekdays, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. On the other side, all our bets for tonight on the world of sports, and I'll give you my national championship prediction in college hoops.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, have some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Two tremendous guests joined us on the show today. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger, who, great story with Baldy, that Biff Poggi, who will be the interim coach at Michigan after Sharon Moore fired for, you know, hooking up with someone he shouldn't have hooked up with on the Michigan staff. I think it's pretty much like come out that that's what happened. They were on the offensive line together at Duke in college. And now Baldy is one of the most respected and like well-known NFL analysts in the world. And Biff Poggi's the interim coach at Michigan. Just funny, the sliding doors of life. And our friend Danny Parkins, first things first on Fox Sports 1. Danny said he would need $4,000 cash to go to Bears-Browns this weekend in Chicago, minus 10, minus 15 degrees with the wind chill. I think I'd need double that. And I'm really not saying that for reaction. I hate being out in the cold. And if you go to a cold football game and I have, like, I actually don't have fun doing that. It's a miserable experience. I would need to be well compensated for it. And I'm not saying that for reaction. I actually mean it. Our executive producer is Bill Zimmerman, our technical director. He's 31 years old. Is he a man? That remains to be seen. The great Tyler Morales. Our engineer, in for Jake the Snake Hassan, the wonderful Kenny Henderson, a.k.a. Kenderson, who rudely reminded me earlier that the Yankees lost the World Series in 2001 to the Diamondbacks. Thank you, Kenny. I am aware. And our video producer, God's Perfect Creation, Downtown Mike Brown. Brad Evans from BetMGM tonight will join me in just a second. We'll play Predict the Prop, and we will talk some college basketball. Just a couple quick takes for me, because the show is jammed today. We had some breaking news. I really think, and this is how I want to phrase this here, because I could get into Michigan specifically or BYU specifically or UConn or Florida. I really think, like last year at this time, I think it was Tyler will remember this. The game when Cooper Flagg dribbled the ball off like his knee at the end of the game. It was against Kansas, right? Early in the season. And Duke lost that game. And I remember coming on You Better You Bet the next day and saying, like, Duke's going to win the national championship. Because they're the best team. And kind of like let Flag like run these end game situations early in the season. So when you get to March and when you get to April, he doesn't screw up anymore. Joke was on us, as it turns out. But I felt all year last year in college basketball, and you know, because I was on the show, you watched the show, you listened to the show, and we have new members of the audience all the time, and this, you can confirm this with old listeners and old viewers. Duke was the only team I liked to win the Natty last year, from the start of the season to the end. And of course, they lost in terrible fashion to Houston Saturday night in the Final Four. I think you can legitimately make the case right now for like 10 teams to potentially win the national championship in college basketball. UConn, Michigan, Arizona, Duke, Iowa State, Purdue. I don't think Houston's going to win the Natty, but they have to be included on the list. Gonzaga, who got blown out by Michigan. Gonzaga's still awesome. Michigan State, I think, needs to be considered. BYU with DeBonsa. I think Louisville's really good. Brad's Illini have to be on the list. And the number 17 ranked team in the country, I think that Darren Peterson and Kansas need to be included just because of Peterson's potential upside. And think about this if you watched the game last night. AJ DeBonsa scores 28, is electric in the second half. BYU comes back and beats Clemson at the Garden on the Robert White Wright game-winning three. And everyone's talking about DeBonsa. He's like the new Tracy McGrady and how great he's going to be. There are betting markets right now that have the number one overall pick in the NBA draft up. Darren Peterson's a minus price. So just think about that. How good DeBonsa is, and Peterson is thought to be better. I don't want to count out Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks. Joining us right now is the host of BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network, my good friend Brad Evans. Brad, happy hump day. Let's talk a little college basketball, my friend. Do you agree with my assertion like 10 or more teams could win the Natty this year?
Yeah, I think it's a dozen right now. I mean, this is the most loaded class of teams that at this juncture of the calendar, I know we're barely over a month into the regular season that I've ever seen. I've been covering college basketball for over two decades. It's outlandish. The depth, the talent, the scope of some of these dynamite rosters that we're seeing. And again, we've said this repeatedly. It's not outlandish. It's not an exaggeration. It's not a hot take. This is the best freshman class possibly ever. And that really plays in this narrative of a lot of these teams that are going to vie for the national championship. Now, obviously, we got miles to go before we sleep. We got miles to go before March, and injury imp is always lurking, and you can have a lot of roster turnover. Guys does get inner slumps, and you see teams enter kind of a debacling of sorts. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think come March Madness, I think come Selection Sunday, we're going to sit down. We're going to analyze the brackets. We're going to be slicing and dicing and scribbling on the lines. Team A going here, Team B possibly going this distance. I think there are going to be 10 to 12 teams, realistically, that could win the whole enchilada. This, my friend, I believe is going to be the greatest college basketball season of our lifetime.
And I've been saying that verbatim on the show as well, so I definitely agree with you. Two thoughts on that. Number one, I've never heard debacle used as a verb. I enjoyed that, debacling. The other would be, awesome. I did enjoy, as someone who, I was way better in English class than I was in math. That's probably a betting corollary there. I did enjoy the Robert Frost reference there. I always enjoy more than the miles to go before I sleep, the road less traveled. I always enjoy more the line from James Taylor's song, Sweet Baby James, when he says, with 10 miles behind me and 10,000 more to go. Just wanted to throw that out there.
If I had
to pick a national championship winner right now, Brad, and we could do this for like 30 seconds and then we'll do maybe a little predict the prop. I know we're running up on your show starting. I do like Purdue.
Really?
I do, yeah. I think Kaufman-Wren may not be like DeBonsa or Peterson or Cam Boozer as far as an NBA prospect goes, but he's a badass college basketball player. I want Fletcher Lawyer to be a little more consistent, but Braden Smith's a monster and can control the tempo of games. We saw that in the Alabama game. I will say that I'm feeling more lukewarm on that bet that I made as I keep watching these NBA studs play every night in college hoops. I'll stick with Purdue for right now. You had to pick one team right now. Who would it be and why in 30 seconds?
Yeah, it's Michigan. Look, they're an absolute wagon right now. They have no weaknesses. The Axel Lindeborg is a guy that can beat you off the bounce. He can beat you outside. He could steal the rock from you. Mara's at 7'3". He's just a lane clogger. And Cadeau's even playing better. And he started to hit some threes. And that was a question mark for them, was the guard play. And they're shining brightly right now. Pound for pound, in my estimation, Michigan is the best team. If you gave me a second choice, I think it's Iowa State. I still cannot believe what they did.
They blew out Purdue last week. Yes. Yeah.
Right. Can't believe it. Still stunning. And they got veterans, and they galvanized. And TJ Otzelberger, I think, is the most underrated head coach in the nation.
This is his third year at Iowa State. His third year or his fourth year?
I think it's his third season there.
And Sweet 16 in each of the first 2 years, and as a Final Four caliber team this year. Like, Iowa State's been absolutely ridiculous. And I did bet Michigan last night. I said they win all these games by 40. I was wrong. They only won last night by 28. And Villanova's like not. So, like, this is not like the Villanova team that beat Michigan in the 18 title game, obviously. Oh, but yeah. Villanova's not bad. And Michigan just destroyed them. Michigan's awesome. Big Ten's going to be a lot of fun this year. You want to do Predict the Prop, or you got to go to do your show? You just want to give us a bet and bounce?
No, we do Predict the Prop. What do you want, a wide receiver?
You already know.
All right, here we go. I'm going to go with Nico Collins. I think we did him last week, but I love the line again this week. Take it on the Arizona Cardinals. Receiving yards, Predict the Prop.
All right, 75 and a half.
Ding, 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 ding. Correct, and almost exactly right. The actual number is 73 and a half. So what's the call here? Over, under?
Over. Arizona's defense is in dire straits right now with all the cornerback injuries. But you know,
I would ladder this sucker. Yeah, you know, it's crazy. Too low.
You know what my bet's going to be, though? I bet Jaden Higgins over receiving yards every week. So that's going to actually be my bet. I don't know if you've seen it. I looked. Do you know what Mike Evans receiving yards prop is tomorrow night in Bucks Falcons? I actually looked during the break. Do you know what it is or no?
I did see it at, I think, at BetMGM earlier today, but we're going to compare notes. If you already saw it, let's talk about it.
Well, do you want to guess what it is?
46 and a half, I believe, if my memory serves me correctly.
It's 43 and a half now, which is interesting. I think Atlanta's going to cover tomorrow night. I got to give the bets. You've been more than gracious with your time. I appreciate it. Have a great show tonight. What's the best bet for tonight? And give us the I'm out.
Nebraska. I got them last night at plus money on the money line. I'd still lay right now the 1.5 against Wisconsin. I'm out.
Brad Evans coming up tonight, BetMGM tonight, following us here as it does every night on the BetMGM network. Thank you very much to Brad. Always love talking college hoops with my buddy. All right. We'll drop the dope ass beat. We'll give you my bets for tonight. Please, Kenny, take it away. The NBA Cup. That son of a bitch is heating up. Today's odds boost token will crank up the intensity. Use your token on any NBA Cup bet to get a bigger payout if you win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. So we saw last night the Knicks and the Magic win in the Eastern Conference to advance to Vegas for the semifinal. Winner of that game will play the Western Conference winner next Tuesday, so 6 days from now, in the NBA Cup final. So Oklahoma City is a 15.5-point home favorite against the Suns without Devin Booker, 221.5 the total. The Lakers, a 7.5-point favorite against the Spurs. No Victor Wembanyama tonight. Wemby is out for San Antonio. Total in that game is 241.5. I just want to make this really simple. I think the NBA desperately wants the Lakers to win. So the Lakers will win and the Thunder will win and improve to 24-1. They are on the road to 70 wins, as I told you they would be before the season. So I want to moneyline parlay the Thunder with the Lakers, and I'm going to pair it with the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday against the Chargers just to win about plus 120 at BetMGM. If you don't like the Chiefs, I would understand why. Take something else you like. Another money line to get this at plus money. So as I think we get the Lakers and the Thunder both winning tonight, to get to one more bet to cash the bet, whatever you want to pair that with. So Lakers and Thunder money line for me, parlayed with the Chiefs coming up on Sunday. And in college hoops, like, there's Nebraska, Wisconsin's the best game on the board tonight. I don't want to bet the Purdue Minnesota game. I'm with Brad. I'm going to bet Nebraska. This is Wisconsin's first true road game of the year. Nebraska hits a ton of threes and defends the three-point line well. I will lay the short price with Nebraska at home tonight against Wisconsin. Femi is back with me tomorrow on a tremendous Football Thursday. Great guest list on the way. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.